So another issue that comes up is choice of CDK inhibitor. And Sarah, it was interesting, we poll people all the time in meetings, et cetera. And in general, people are saying palbo, palbo, palbo. I was curious, and we asked the last patient. So a lot of these people were started on therapy, in the last month or so. And we actually saw a significant number of people receiving abema and to a lesser extent, ribo. Any thoughts about what's kind of happened in clinical practice in terms of as these three agents have come into practice, how people are deciding between them outside a trial setting, and how you decide between them?
Well, I think since we have data now from randomized trials with all three agents, we can see that the efficacy between all these agents when given in combination with endocrine therapy is really about the same. Honestly, it's very impressive how consistent the hazard ratios are across the trials. And so I think it's really physicians' comfort level getting to understand the drug, getting to understand how to dose modify, and managing toxicities. And so I think initially physicians probably were very used to using palbociclib because it was on the market first and there was comfort in that. And then now they've been, adopting ribociclib and abemaciclib along the way. And I think physicians tend to gravitate to what they know and feel comfortable with and tend to stick with the same drug. But, I don't think we have yet any rationale to help us guide picking one agent over the other based on the efficacy data.